Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 to 51, the attitude of Christ's return. As we continue to listen to Jesus' description of His future return, we're exhorted to have the right kind of attitude as we wait, that of serving. The context of waiting is like, the concept of waiting is like waiting on tables rather than sitting around doing nothing. Our text for this session provides three lessons for Christians to learn and observe. First, learn the lesson of recognizing signs in God's plan. Verse 32. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it's near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Parable from the fig tree. Understand that when the fig branch puts forth leaves, only a short time remains until summer arrives. Likewise, when the final labor pains of Christ's return begin, He's coming. His coming is near. It is at the door. Two questions. What are all these things that it's talking about? All these things. Well, the abomination of desolation, the persecutions and judgments, the false prophets, the signs in the heavens, the return of Christ, the gathering of the elect. The other question, so what are all these things? And then second, when do all these things take place? The phrase, this generation, cannot possibly have referred to the generation that was living at the time of Jesus' words. And why is that? Well, because the events identified did not take place in their lifetime. This is best interpreted as the generation that is alive at the time when those final hard labor pains begin. The fig tree lesson is that it is a short time until the return of Christ. But when? Well, the fig tree refers to Israel in the Old Testament. The greening of the tree is understood by many biblical scholars to point to the return of Israel to the status of a nation in the world. In AD 70, Israel was destroyed and dispersed. In 1948, Israel was reestablished. I'm with those who hold to this interpretation of interpreting these things. We have the assurance of Jesus Christ Himself that whatever He declares will come to pass. You can place all your hope on His words. It was prophesied by Isaiah. Isaiah 24, verses 18 to 20. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. It's prophesied in the New Testament here by Jesus, and then by Peter, and then finally by John in the Revelation. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Second, learn the lesson for being ready for Christ's imminent return. Verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. That day and hour no one knows. The disciples wanted to fix a time, but it was not for them to know. But they didn't give up trying. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 6, just before Jesus ascended. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus answered them again and gave them his priority. Verses 7 and 8 of Acts chapter 1. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. This passage emphasizes the character Jesus expects of all his disciples. Faithfulness, watchfulness, stewardship, expectancy, and preparedness. He taught all these qualities in these verses. Why? Christians should be different than the world. And then notice the illustration he uses. As the days of Noah were. Jesus was not referring to the extreme wickedness that is outlined in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. No, Jesus was instead speaking of the preoccupation with the routine activities of eating and drinking and marrying. Judgment will come suddenly. They received warning in the days of Noah, his preaching and the presence of the ark. But they were not concerned, and they were swept away in judgment. There are three things that are important to having an attitude of being ready. First, Jesus' return will bring judgment for the unbeliever. Believers need to be sharing the gospel. Second, Jesus' return will occur at a time which is unknown. And then third, Jesus' return will be when you least expect it. This is the point of the next and the final point of what is said here in this passage. Learn the lesson of being prepared for Christ to delay His return. Do you hear that? Learn the lesson of being prepared for Christ to delay His return. Verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his house to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and he begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This parable teaches Christians to be ready in case Jesus comes sooner than expected, right now. It also teaches Christians to be prepared in case he delays longer than is expected by his servants a long time from now. The evil servant is the unbeliever who does not take seriously the promise of Christ's return. 2 Peter 3:4. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Listen, hell is for everyone who neglects Jesus' salvation. Someone wrote, hell is hot and eternity is long. The description of hell is not nice. Matthew chapter 24, verse 51. Will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 13, verse 42. That's repeated here in verse 50. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 22, verse 13. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is for the unbeliever. Christians are called to have an attitude of expectancy, of readiness, of preparedness, serving Jesus faithfully, looking for his return. You have a great day.